The Packers take on former assistant Joe Philbin's Miami Dolphins on Sunday. Will they be able to handle the Miami Heat? Heat, of course, being the pressure applied by outstanding defender Cameron Wake. We'll find out as we welcome Jason Hershorn of AcmePackingCompany.com next. Welcome to Railbird Central at Cheesehead TV. I'm your host, Brian Caravu, joined by our live blog director, Jamie Snowden, along with Alex Talich. We're talking some Packers football. We're getting ready for a game this upcoming Sunday against the Miami Dolphins. To help preview that game, we have joining us on the phone, we have Jason Hershorn of Acme Packing Company, part of the SB Nation Network, and the Two Deep NFL Podcast. Mr. Hershorn, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, Brian.
No problem. Thanks for joining us on the show. Let's get right to it here. The Packers added offensive lineman left tackle David Bakhtiari to the injury report on Thursday. What is your level of concern that Bakhtiari just kind of popped up on the report on Thursday?
Well, on the one hand, it's concerning because he's the starting left tackle, and they had all that extra time to rest. So you would think that if initially this was going to pop up, it must be a little more serious than they're letting on. On the other hand, McCarthy downplayed it as just routine maintenance. He said it was precautionary. He didn't think that there was any chance that Bakhtiari was going to miss this Sunday's game. So if you believe Mike McCarthy, it's something that probably won't have that much of an impact on the game.
Over at the other tackle spot, Jason, are you confident that Brian Bulaga is going to be able to handle Cameron Wake? Considering, you know, talking about injuries, Bulaga is coming off this knee injury earlier in the season. Is he going to be able to handle the speed off the edge?
Well, even if Brian Bulaga was 100% healthy, that's not a guarantee. I mean, Cameron Wake is fourth in the NFL currently in total pressures, according to Pro Focus. So this is a guy who's getting this back on everybody. They lined up over the right hand.
Are you there, Jason?
Pardon
me, we lost you for a second. Go ahead.
Yes, so Cameron Wake is one of the best pass rushers in the NFL. He lines up over the right tackle on virtually every single play. So this is going to be one of the key matchups for the Packers on Sunday. Brian Bulaga has played fairly well this season against pass rushers, but speed has killed him. It did against Seattle. It very well could on Sunday. So this is definitely going to be something that has a high concern level for the Packers.
Now, we're also waiting to see if Jarrett Boykin will practice on Friday. Do you think the addition of Kevin Dorsey maybe indicates that Boykin won't play?
Yeah, you kind of have to read it that way. I mean, there's other reasons for his call-up. I mean, there's concerns that he's trying to poach him off the practice squad. Apparently there were some issues with Ryan Taylor. I mean, Kevin Dorsey is going to play on special teams. But yeah, this really does sound like Jarrett Boykin is not going to be active on Sunday. Now, he's missed several games already with knee and groin issues. He can't go again. You'd expect there to be at least some role for Kevin Dorsey, a guy who's in his second year, even though this will be his first time on the 53.
Just kind of continuing with injury issues here, we're also waiting to see, all these things we're waiting to see on Friday if Dayton Jones will practice too. Now, Jason, if you were Mike McCarthy, would you play Jones knowing he suffered a sprained ankle in the Vikings game just a week ago?
Well, it really depends on the severity of the injury, which is obviously information that we don't have, but it is something that's concerning because an ankle injury is what knocked out so much of Dayton Jones's rookie year. You wouldn't want to see him lose that much of his second season to the same injury. If they're able to give him the game off, that would be almost 2.5 weeks by the time they come back for the following game. It would really make a big difference. Imagine on his ability to push off of that ankle, become, you know, capable pass rusher again, because we've seen some more life out of it in recent weeks. So I wouldn't be surprised if Tony Jones does not play this week, because it's a medical staff that is very cautious with injuries, but we'll have to see.
We welcome Jason Hirshhorn of AcmeCompany.com here at Cheesehead TV's Railbird Central on a Friday morning. Jason, also of the Cover 2 podcast on iTunes. Now, Jason, if Dayton Jones doesn't play, what is your confidence level in a defensive line relying on Josh Boyd coming off an injury of his own, and two more undrafted rookies, Mike Pinnell and Luther Robinson? You know, how are these guys going to hold up?
Well, in the past, the Packers would actually be fine. I mean, they perform very well in that capacity anyway. Julius Peppers playing from both the end spot and the outside linebacker spot, able to apply pressure. They've had good days out of Mike Daniels. So I really think they'll be fine there. It's against the run where you expect to see issues, because it's an area that they struggled even with Dayton Jones. Now, if they're running out a defensive front that includes Luther Robinson, who admittedly did play well last week, but it still is an undrafted free agent playing his second game, and Mike Pinnell, who has gotten a little playing time of late, but is still a guy who is an undrafted free agent, has struggled to really make plays thus far, I think it's going to really impact their ability to stop Lamar Miller, and if he plays, no Sean Moreno. So it is a big concern.
Now, there's a lot of attention this week on Joe Philbin being a former Packers assistant, winning a Super Bowl in Green Bay. But is he ever going to turn the corner in Miami? He's at a 7-9 season, followed by an 8-8 season. They're 2-2 right now. I think confidence level in Miami for Joe Philbin is low. But what's your take? Can he turn the corner? Can he turn things around?
I just don't think he's going to get enough time going forward. I mean, if you look at that offense, this is the first year where they've had any semblance of a quality offensive line. And even with that, Ryan Tannehill hasn't really played particularly well. He's 32nd in the league in yards per attempt. I mean, you're talking about a guy behind Matt Castle. He's a quarterback who has not performed well. That's a position where they were hoping to have better production with Joe Philbin, given what he did with Aaron Rodgers. The defense, while it's been very good in pass rush, they've had issues against the run. So it's really a situation where they may not have enough overall roster talent to make a big impact this year, even though the AFC East is a weakened division. And, I mean, there's a chance that every single person in that organization, in terms of the coaching staff and front office, is gone after this season because of that ownership group and the weird way that they handle things. So it's very possible that even if they make strides this year, Joe Philbin could be gone.
Now, Aaron Rodgers will be playing in his 100th career regular season game on Sunday. Is this Dolphins defense capable of rendering Aaron Rodgers ineffective?
Ineffective is a little strong, but they're definitely capable of slowing him down. I mean, we mentioned Cameron Wake, who's fantastic. They've also had pretty big days out of Randy Starks, the fourth-year player Jared Odrick. So there's really a bunch of guys on that defensive line who can get to Rodgers or at least make him uncomfortable. Can it really be on the offensive line to keep Rodgers clean for at least part of the game, allow him to step up and make passes to Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb, perhaps the tight ends to get a little more play this week? So, yeah, they definitely have the ability to slow him down. We'll have to see how much they can slow him down on Sunday.
Jason, what's your prediction for the game? What's going to happen on Sunday? Are you there, Jason?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
the Dolphins are – sorry, apparently we're having connection issues.
Yep.
The Dolphins are coming off a bye week, which is usually a bad thing for the other team. But the Packers, in a way, are coming off a bye week, too, because they played on Thursday night. So I think that will mitigate some of that edge. And even though the game is in Miami, and as you mentioned, it's going to be very hot there, the Packers will still be a better team. I think it's going to be closer than this game would be if it was played on a neutral field. But I still think the Packers come away with a 28-24 victory.
Thank you very much. Jason, before you go here, I want to give you a chance. I think I misspoke before. It's the Two Deep NFL podcast. I know this is a new venture for you. Can you tell our listeners how they can go to listen to it? Where do they go? What do they need to find out?
Yes, it's the Two Deep NFL podcast. It's a show I do every Friday with Sports Illustrated's Peter Bukowski. We break down the NFL, make picks, talk about fantasy, really cover everything we can about the NFL. You can find us on Twitter at Two Deep NFL Pod. That's two spelled out. You can also find the podcast on iTunes by searching Two Deep NFL Podcast. You can find us also on Podbean.
Very cool. Well, Jason, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us this morning here at Cheesehead TV. Best of luck at the Two Deep NFL Pod as well as AcmePackingCompany.com. Thanks a lot.
No, thanks for having me, Brian.
All right, take care. Once again, Jason Hirshhorn of AcmePackingCompany.com and the Two Deep NFL Podcast. Joining us, helping us preview this Packers upcoming game against the Miami Dolphins on Sunday, squaring off against former Packers assistant Joe Philbin. Spent 9 years in Green Bay. That's a long time for a coach to spend in one spot. I mean, man, what do you think the average, you know, coach spends at one stop? You know, I basically talking, you know, college too, college and NFL. Boy, it's got to be what, 3 years, something like that, for Philbin to spend 9 in Green Bay. That is a long time. But the Packers squaring off against their old coach. I was asked, do the Packers have an advantage? Does Joe Philbin have an advantage? As I talked this morning on K107 in Fond du Lac. And you know, I think it really cancels out. I suppose you can look at it and say, well, it better that they know him, have some familiarity with him, than not at all. I suppose you can look at it that way. But, the inverse is true as well in that, you know, the Packers know Joe Philbin, but Joe Philbin knows the Packers. So I'm not really sure, how much of an advantage is there. I mean, who knows? Maybe it's one thing that each team can take advantage of, or, maybe it's one big play that, you know, that they find a glaring weakness or something, and it, you know, ends up, you know, ending in a touchdown or something like that. But, you know, so much of it just comes down to execution. Regardless of the familiarity or things like that. It's been a while since Joe Philbin's been in Green Bay. A lot of each squad's preparation has to do a lot about with what happened earlier this season, what happened last season, what happened the year before that. There's been a lot of intervening years in the interim since Joe Philbin has left for the Miami Dolphins. But anyway, you know, one thing I wanted to touch on today, kind of in previewing this upcoming matchup on Sunday, is the matchup between the Packers defensive line and the Miami Dolphins offensive line. And part of the reason I wanted to do so is because of the, in addition to Joe Philbin, a former member of the Packers, also in Miami, Darren College, member of Super Bowl XLV, starting left guard on that team, starting left guard on the Miami Dolphins, a familiar face the Packers are going to see on Sunday. And, you know, Darren College has really kind of been, at least lately, a constant on this Miami Dolphins offensive line. The one guy who's been out there week to week and has been reliable for them. They've got so many injury issues on the Dolphins offensive line. It's unbelievable. Mike Pouncey hasn't played yet this season. Shelly Smith has played only 2 games this season. That's their typical starting right guard. Those guys are dealing with injuries, and they don't know what to do with Pouncey and Samson Satel at the center position. Who's going to play guard? Who's going to play center, specifically right guard? Darren College is going to hold down the fort at left guard. But, it's just been so inconsistent for them. They've had to on a week in and week out basis kind of changed their lineup a little bit. You know, who's going to be out there, who's not. There's been a lot of inconsistency from that standpoint on the Dolphins' offensive line. And you know, the good news is these guys seem to be getting healthy, the good news for the Dolphins. You know, it looks like they may return in time for Sunday's game against the Packers. Now, you know, the matchup I want to see, though, is, you know, here's kind of an inconsistent Dolphins offensive line. And, you know, I say that with a grain of salt, perhaps, because despite the injury issues, they've actually performed rather well, especially in the run game. And they've had injury issues at the running back position as well. No Sean Moreno, you know, the driving force on the, you know, AFC champion Denver Broncos last year, heads to Miami as a free agent in the offseason, and really has done a nice job for them when he's been healthy. Problem is, no Sean Moreno hasn't been healthy. Again, he looks as if he may come back. So despite injury issues on the line, at running back, the Dolphins have done a pretty good job running the football. And that, of course, has been the weakness for this Packers defense. You know, still, even though they improved, even though they really stepped it up, especially against the Minnesota Vikings a week ago, week five, last Thursday, Packers still rank dead last in the NFL in rush defense. And it has a lot to do with how the first four games before that, you know, went. If we're looking strictly at how they did against the Vikings, well, Packers would be ranked rather well. But when you average everything out, still near the bottom of the league. And so can they do better? Can the Packers defense perform like they did against the Vikings in stuffing the run game? And you know, I'm particularly interested in the Packers defensive line facing the Dolphins offensive line because of the injury issues that have happened on both sides. Kind of went through those injury issues on the Dolphins offensive line. Now, in taking a look at the defense, and we talked about it a little bit with Jason Hirschhorn, with the injury to Dayton Jones and Josh Boyd coming back. We still don't know whether Dayton Jones is going to play or not. Status kind of up in the air. And you know, if I had to guess, I would say the Packers are going to err on the side of caution and Dayton Jones is not going to play. You know, is that a given? Is that 100%? Absolutely not. I mean, you just, you know, I'm not there at the facility. I'm not the personal trainer of Dayton Jones knowing how far he's come in his recovery. And it's tough to tell even today, even though Friday is the last day the league releases injury reports. The Packers practice again tomorrow. Their injury reports on Fridays are approximations of what happens at practice because they simply just hold a walkthrough on Fridays. So it's more important for Dayton Jones even what happens on Saturday than what happens on Friday. You know, again, don't know what's going to happen. Assuming he doesn't play, Packers going to rely heavily on an untested defensive line. And, you know, I'm not even going to mention too much Mike Daniels and LaTroy Guyon. I mean, those guys are kind of the starters, the constants, the guys you expect are going to be there and play a majority of the time. Of course, Mike Daniels stepping up his play and becoming, more than anything, a very good pass rusher in the NFL. LaTroy Guyon, even though he's had his struggles early in the season, he really had a good game against the Miami Dolphins, the Minnesota Vikings. Both these teams that start with M, I want to confuse them all the time. More importantly, I think the focus will be on, you know, these young guys and Josh Boyd being one of them. Not a rookie anymore, now in his second year in the NFL. But it's been the concern that Boyd missed the Vikings game with a knee injury. He was originally injured in the Week 4 game against the Chicago Bears. Dropped out of that game. Didn't practice the entire week leading up to the Vikings game, albeit that consisted of all of two practices. But still, Josh Boyd, it appears as if he's going to play. He's been listed as a limited practice participant this week, but at least he's headed in the right direction. I would think he's going to be ready to go by the time Sunday rolls around. Again, that's still, more than 48 hours from now. There's still more time for him to recover from his injury yet. But things are looking up for him, for Boyd. And the Packers could use it because, like I said, kind of relying on a pair of undrafted rookies, albeit undrafted rookies that have played pretty well considering their undrafted status, considering they're really young and inexperienced. Mike Pinnell, of course, the 330-pound man-child, as I've called him on this show before. It's difficult for him. He's never going to be a big-time pass rusher, and he's still learning the ropes as a run stuffer. But I think the more Mike Pinnell plays, the better he's going to get. Maybe facing a Dolphins offensive line that's, been injured and, doesn't know who's going to play. Maybe that'll be just the right thing for Mike Pinnell. In addition to him, Luther Robinson, who just played his first NFL game this past Thursday against the Vikings. As you'll recall, got the call up mere hours before the game, activated from the practice squad, named to the Packers' 46-man active roster on game day, and ends up, putting pressure on Christian Ponder, hitting him as he releases the ball on that forced the pick six by Julius Peppers, returning an interception for a touchdown. That was a huge moment for the rookie, for Robinson. And he struggled in the run game. But for him to make an impact in his first game, I don't think you can ask for much more in his first ever appearance. Is he going to take his lumps? Sure. But to do something that had an impact on the game, boy, if he could do that once every game, you can take the struggles, you can accept them. And again, like Pinnell, you think he's probably only going to get better at least. Yeah, he's not going to be great against the run because he's 30 pounds lighter than a guy like Pinnell. He's not going to hold up as much. But again, he's only going to get better, more savvy, learn more tricks of the trade, things like that. And you got to think Luther Robinson is going to be motivated to come home, or at least where he played his college football. I'll plead the fifth. I don't know where Luther Robinson's hometown is. Could be South Florida for all I know. But all I know is he did play his college football at the University of Miami. Kind of a homecoming of sorts for him. You got to think he'll have a lot of friends in the crowd, a lot of familiar faces he'll be seeing this week. Maybe he'll wait till after the game to see them. But still, I'm sure he'll be excited to really play well. And you got to think that even if, Daytone Jones and Josh Boyd come back, maybe there's still a role for him based upon the pressure he applied last week. That'll be interesting. If indeed Daytone Jones is ready to go, does Luther Robinson go back to being on the inactive list? Just kind of occurred to me right now. I hadn't really thought of it. That'll be something I'll have to think about as I always make my 46-man active roster prediction before the game at Cheesehead TV. We'll have that later today. I'm going to have to think about that a little bit for these next few hours, whether Luther Robinson will be active or not. You know, one guy who also looks to be inactive and more things we're waiting on here is the status of wide receiver Jarrett Boykin. Has not practiced yet this week, but kind of left the door open to him getting better yet. Mike McCarthy, I know they asked him on Wednesday, the first day of practice of the week in Green Bay, you know, what's Jarrett Boykin's status? He's like, well, I know he won't practice tomorrow. And, you know, that interview aired on Wednesday. So that he knew he wouldn't practice Thursday, kind of leaving the door open that he may be better by Friday. Again, we'll see. That's what we're waiting for today. Jarrett Boykin's status, seeing if he's ready to come back after missing two consecutive games with a groin injury. Been a little tough on him. You know, the Packers have had to rely on Davante Adams in the interim. You know, I would say it's looking as if, you know, Jarrett Boykin is not going to play based upon the transaction earlier in the week, Kevin Dorsey being called up. Now, I'm not sure I would expect Kevin Dorsey to be active and play either. You know, I could be wrong, but, you know, basically, I think he would be the number five wide receiver in the Packers pecking order. You know, they've got Nelson and Cobb, your obvious number one and two. Davante Adams has stepped up to be the number three guy. And you know, Jeff Janis finally got his feet wet last week against the Minnesota Vikings. I would say, it, you know, Jeff Janis is now your number four. I don't think Kevin Dorsey's going to overtake him. And thus, I'm not even sure Kevin Dorsey will be active on game day. I think Jeff Janis gets the nod over him. But, you know, again, we'll see. We'll find out. We'll learn more today as the Packers release their final injury report of the week. You kind of get both that practice report and then the pregame projection, I guess you could call it. You know, for the practice report, they tell you did not practice, limited or full. And then for the, you know, game projection, they give you, you know, doubtful, questionable, probable, that kind of thing. Or out if they absolutely know they won't play. So kind of waiting to see all these guys who are kind of, you know, have nagging injuries, whether to see they'll play or not. Regardless, I do think, and I gave my game prediction on K107 as well. I'll have that interview posted at Cheesehead TV a little bit later. Think the Packers win. I called it a close game, really, 28-27, and that would not surprise me in the least. I think the Dolphins will be really motivated. They're coming off a bye. They're facing Joe Philbin's old team. They're 2-2. I think there's a lot of reasons they're going to be playing up to their potential. The Dolphins had the win over the Patriots early in the season, week one, wasn't it? And, this is a team capable of making noise. All that being said, I think the momentum really does stick with the Packers. I mean, they're more talented on paper. Obviously, you've got Aaron Rodgers leading the show as opposed to Ryan Tannehill. I just think, you know, the Packers really found something, especially on the defensive side of the football against the Vikings. But really, you know, consistent on offense as well. Yeah, they weren't, you know, maybe great on offense against the Vikings, but enough to put, what was it, 30-plus points on the board. They did what they needed to do on offense to get the job done. I thought that defense turned a corner. They've got momentum. They played so hard against the Vikings. I'm not sure where that was the first four games of the season. But maybe it's they're just figuring things out. They're clicking, you know, with adding Julius Peppers and these 4-3 looks. Maybe they're just comfortable now and know what they're capable of. But I think it continues in Miami. I see a Packers win, 28-27. I think it'll be hard-fought, four-quarters type of victory. as they go on the road, but ultimately the Packers come up victorious. That's the prediction. We'll see what happens on Sunday. But thank you everybody so much for joining us here on a Wednesday morning, a Friday morning. Railbird Central airs every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 8:30 a.m. Central Time here at Cheesehead TV. Stay tuned for all your Packers news needs all week long here on the blog. So make sure to check back. We'll have any updates for you later on. But we'll see you later, folks. Thank you to Jason Hirschhorn of AcmePackingCompany.com for coming on the show, helping us preview the game, as well as the Too Deep podcast. Go check that out. We thank him, and as well as Jamie Jors and Alex Talich here at Cheesehead TV. I'm Brian Kirvu. We'll see you later, folks. Have a good weekend. On behalf of everybody here at Cheesehead TV, we'll see you later. I leave you today with a song called Valley of the Jig by String Cheese Incident on Psy Fidelity Records. See you later, everyone. Go Pack, go.